The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
In the case of one 15-year-old kid, a great kid, a loved child, Sean Toomey. This was 3 years ago. And as a boy mom, you know, a mom of boys, I cannot even imagine the pain and the anguish over such a senseless shooting of this beautiful, beautiful boy, right? Because my friend Anne-Marie Muldoon, we talk all the time. We love, she is Daniel. I have David and Michael. We talk about our beautiful boys, right? And that heartache and that grief, it just never could go away. You try to wrap your brain around it. And so as a parent, all you want, I guess, at that point is justice, to bring forth the killers who just in a cold-blooded killing back in March of 2022 gunned down an innocent child for no good reason. And where is the justice? And where are the proper headlines? You know, that's really just, that's a small thing to ask for, is it not? To just ask for justice. And yet, the city of Philadelphia, in my humble opinion, and maybe my next guest can tell you as well, the city of Philadelphia has delayed justice. And I just feel that it's a sin that any parent, any family should have to even travel to Harrisburg to demand justice, to demand some kind of a due process by which, in a timely manner, you get that justice. That justice has been delayed for a grieving father, and this is the father of Sean Toomey. I know the two teenagers have been charged, but it just sure feels like justice has been dragging its feet here in Philadelphia, something that Anne-Marie and I talk about often, as well as many of you other, especially in our moms group and our group chats we've talked about. But I just want to bring on and update you on the case, talk about the dragging of the feet of justice, if you will. And this is the district attorney's office has the choice, could bring forth this kind of justice. And so let's talk about it with a grieving father, with Sean Toomey's dad, as well as talking to Anne-Marie Muldoon as well this morning. It really is a heartbreaking case to me, and one that is an absolute ridiculous situation that we've had this delayed. Good morning.
Good morning, Dawn.
You know, you and I talk about it. We talk about it with your childhood friend, Joanne. You've even gone to court, Anne-Marie, as, you know, just in support, because this is a good family, and Sean was just a great kid. Can you tell us just first of all, you know, how the Toomey family's doing, and as well just updating us on justice delayed for this family?
Dawn, John is on the line with us.
I wasn't sure, so I didn't want to, you know, promise that. John, thank you for being here, John, and I'm so sorry and sad. We pray for you and pray for justice in this. But can you update us on the latest of, you know, what's happening here?
All right, Dawn. Again, thank you very much for having me on your show, shining some light on this. I've never done the research or the homework comparing Philly to other cities in with respect to how long a trial takes. I have no idea. Originally, the trial was set for St. Patrick's that just passed, March 17th. Then it was pushed forward to approximately a week or two after that, in late March sometime, and then again pushed again. So I've talked to the assistant DA Wainwright. He's the one that's prosecuting this case. Also, I have a phone number of for the families of victims to call. I called that number before I talked to them some months ago, but both numbers I'm not getting. I want to know the status of things. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going on, and I haven't received any call back yet.
And that's something that you had, you know, you have spoken out even on the behalf of other victims' families, that, you know, just saying that in particular, this DA's office has not been as, let's say, reactive or sensitive to the victims' rights as it is seemingly the perpetrators or alleged perpetrators' rights. Is that something you feel is still ongoing? Because I know you've talked about it, John, in the past. Would you say it's gotten better or worse?
Well, I know it hasn't gotten any better. And I remember, again, I'm not sure how many years ago, Krasner made a statement with respect to he doesn't like to see mass incarceration. I'm pretty sure I'm quoting him on that. Mm-hmm. Now, my point was, you have a docket, you have a list of names that you're meant to prosecute. That's what your job is. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as, you know, a bunch of individuals lined up to be prosecuted, I mean, that just is what it is. You know, whether it's a city or some township out in Upper Buck somewhere, I mean, you know, we all have our job to do. But again, I have, I'm in the dark right now. You know, I just like a simple phone call back. I think I called 2 or 3 times. I used to have rapport with Mr. Wainwright. You know, we were going back and forth. And then, maybe he's real busy. I do not know. And the other individual from the prosecutor's office, I spoke to them a month ago. And, you know, I called several times recently. And again, it's the same game.
And so for the suspects who've been charged and they're now, you know, they're now adults at this point, they were 17 at the time they were arrested, but obviously this is going back years. And so Daniel Gardee and Sahir Teagle, they've been charged with your son's murder. And so what's taking so long? What are the delays in this trial?
Well, again, what I was told was, it was from Mr. Wainwright, and this was some months back, that that the defense is pushing for more time. You know, it always comes down to it. And again, I mean, you know, another year isn't going to make any difference. It's going to upset a lot of people, but it, you know, what was done is done. I don't know how much more time they need. It's already been over 3 years.
Right.
How much more time they need to prepare, and what difference? It's not going to make any difference. So again, I'm in the dark again.
Dawn, can I say something here?
Of course, Amory.
I do believe there's no reason to delay this trial other than the fact that there's an election next week. Mm-hmm. I am sticking to that with my whole heart, because if John is on the news every night and this case gets brought to the forefront again, you know, people have short memories. Mm-hmm. They don't remember 3 years ago. They don't remember what happened. If he comes out and Channel 6, 10, 3, Fox 29 have his face on every night and John can speak the way he does against Krasner, mm-hmm. that is going to hurt Larry Krasner next week in the election. And that is, I believe that that is the only reason for the delay. There is no way that the DA's office has not gotten a case ready in 3 years.
Yeah, but it's bizarre, because you would think if you knew, I mean, obviously, you know, when the upcoming elections are. So why not get that done a year ago? I mean, why, you know, so then my question do you believe or do you have a fear that somehow these charges will be downgraded somehow to, you know, to, because we've seen this before where all of a sudden it's downgraded.
How can they downgrade murder, Dawn? I mean, they have a witness that was with them not even, you know, 20 minutes ahead of time, who left because they attempted to rob somebody at gunpoint at an ATM. And then they took, that kid got scared, took off, went home. And after they murdered Sean, they came into that house and basically said, Excuse me for saying this. Sorry, John. That white boy squealed like a pig. So how can they not have this case ready? How can they have that not ready?
Yeah.
It fires me up as a mom, as you were talking about. It has changed the way I parent because I've known the Toomeys out back from my driveway. My son used to play in that driveway when he was little and I was working and he would be out there with the babysitter. It has changed every time my son walks out the door for me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you as a city resident. I agree with you. I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. I have covered trials with this DA, this particular DA, where they've changed something from, you know, one thing to like first degree murder. They try to, you know, play with that because you get less time. And so I didn't know if that was something that you feared was on the table or what the motivation is. I suspect that in part this has to do with a high turnover rate, which we have heard about. But John, I'm inferring from you that this is at least one of the ADAs on the case has consistently been here. So maybe it's the turnover rate with regard to the accused perpetrators, the accused killers, their court appointed attorneys. Maybe they've had a high turnover. Is that part of it?
John shared that information that you just told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About one of the kids has a little private attorney.
Has a private attorney?
Yes.
Yes.
So how are they paying for a private attorney?
I think I could answer that question just by a little bit of research that I've done online. One of the kids is very well connected with a musician.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's up and coming.
Okay.
And I've seen some of the dialogue back and forth, and I think that that's where the money's coming from.
Got it. So
I can't be 100% certain, but that's what I read.
So what is next as far as, you know, and it should not be incumbent upon a grieving father who has been through this hell, and it should not be incumbent on the community, supportive community. But what is next for you? Do you have plans to, you know, hold? I know you've had a lot of community support, different rallies or community events. What's next?
Well, the next thing is I'm going to be going down there pretty soon.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm kind of limited what I can do over the phone. And if I go down there personally, first off, it's going to draw a lot more attention. I just want people to talk, you know, just that's all I want. I want, you know, and I want answers. And I want someone to take responsibility. All right, Mr. Toomey will be on this date and time. You know, and things just to follow through. I mean, nothing's going to bring my boy back to me. But
yeah,
at least this closes a certain chapter when it comes to it. A friend of mine named by the name of Chucky Maud. His son was older than my boy. He's in his early 20s. He was gunned down in Kensington. He doesn't know who did it. Now, at least I know there will be closure to this thing. But this individual, they never found the shooter. So, I mean, you know, it's you know, families are just stuck, you know, with the burden, basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. You know, we're coming up on graduation season for Anne Marie. That's what we talk about, our sons, you know, graduating high school, moving on, that sort of thing. For you, I believe Sean would have been graduating high school. What's your message? And I know sometimes the DA's office, ADAs, they're listening. What do you want to say, John, since they're not returning your phone calls or your inquiries as far as what's going on? What's your message to them?
My message is don't forget my boy. Okay? He meant the world to me. He was a good kid. Never got in any trouble. And you know, just remember, you know, and what I represent is regular families in this city, you know, it's regular working class families, just trying to raise your kids, doing the best we can. And again, like I said before, we demand something from government. And that is, you know, people should be held accountable. And that's it.
Well, Sean Toomey, let us know if there's anything we can do to support you. I know you have a lot of support in this space, but our love to you, John, our prayers with you. Anne Marie, love you, girl. And we'll be,
thank you so much.
Sean,
can I just say one thing
course.
As we do head into the election for your listeners?
Yes.
I think you know that Pat Duggan is a cousin's cousin to me, and I've known him since I'm a little kid. And I told you the story in Italy. The man held me on his shoulders when he was 17 and I was 8 for 3 hours while we watched the Pope because I couldn't see. He's a good guy. He's been a good guy. And if everybody could just get out on Tuesday and vote, that would be amazing. And maybe that would be some restitution for John also.
Anne-Marie, John Toomey, thank you so much. Thanks for being here today.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.